It's Natasha with you on BFBS, the Forces Station. Now, you may remember back in 2016 when soldier and magician Richard Jones won Britain's Got Talent. He's joining us now for a chat about his upcoming tour, An Evening of Magic with Richard Jones. But first, tell us, how did you get into magic?
So funny story, I've always been fascinated by magic, but I didn't actually know I could become a magician until I was actually stationed in Cyprus with the Banded Parachute Regiment for a few weeks, working with the United Nations over there. Great posting, lots of beach time. But while I was there, I just so happened to be in a bar with some of my guys, and one of the guys was doing card tricks. This is around 2010. And for some reason, I said, oh, I know a card trick. So I told the guy, shuffle these cards. So he shuffles the cards. I said, take out any card. Don't look at it. Took out one card, put it face down on the table. And I said, name any card. And I remember it like it was yesterday. He said, the Jack of Clubs. And I kept a straight face. I said, turn over the card. And he turned over the card. And just by pot luck, it was actually the Jack of Clubs. And at this point in time, people didn't know me very well, and they'd assumed that I actually knew some sort of clever magic trick that allowed that moment to happen. And because I was new at the time, I kind of let that roll for a little while. And every day I would secretly learn a brand new card trick. I ended up getting some books from a library and doing a bit of research on YouTube. And every day I would learn a new card trick and perform it for the guys. So basically, right at the start of me joining the army, 2010, I was kind of faking it, pretending I was this great magician. And gradually over the few months that I started doing bigger and bigger shows. And within 6 months, I was doing mess nights for officers' messes, doing magic, even though I didn't really know that much at the time. So I was using the one ahead principle, learning a couple of tricks at a time, performing them. And I kind of fast-tracked, basically, because the army crowds are very honest. So every time I did something that was rubbish, they'd let me know. And gradually I got bigger and better as I went on. And then 6 years later, I felt like I was good enough to try and do some TV. And that's when I did Britain's Got Talent.
It was exciting to see you on Britain's Got Talent. Do you still do magic for the soldiers when you're out and about?
Absolutely, yeah. So a big part of my career has obviously always been entertaining my friends in the army, and it's because of them that I managed to progress and do so well. So I still do lots of shows. I do a lot of mess nights every year for lots of different regiments, and especially like Christmas time. And I also do a number of visits. The BFPS events team, who are all amazing, take me to some exciting places. I did Kabul in 2018, I think it was. I did the Falklands just before the pandemic, and which was great fun. I loved that. And it was, where else have I been? It's potential that I might try and get over to some of the countries to entertain in like Poland and that kind of area to keep our troops entertained while they're stationed there. And I also do a lot for the families as well. So actually, for a lot of the people who are posted overseas at the minute, their family, the family or communities have seen a few of my shows where I've gone to entertain them to keep them occupied while they're no doubt missing their loved ones.
It's great that you still perform for everybody. I mean, there's so much joy that comes out of what you do. You are in the military. Tell us a little bit about your time and what you've been up to over the course of your career.
Yes, so like I said, I joined in 2010. I originally joined and joined the Parachute Regiment Band, which was absolutely amazing. It's what I always wanted to do. I was based in Colchester, which is close by to where I was from, and I always wanted to join that band. I was with them for probably 3 or 4 years, and then the band of the Household Cavalry turned out was undermanned, and they needed some extra players in their band. And I didn't actually want to go there. In fact, it was my negative preference, just because I didn't want to go through the 6 months intensive riding school training. So I really didn't want to go there. But in the end, the army decided that that's where I needed to go. So they kind of forced me to do it. But actually, looking back, I now tell people it's the best decision that I never made, because actually, it was an incredible experience. Although it was seriously hard work doing the horse riding training, getting up early and polishing kit for what feels like forever, and then learning how to ride and falling off all the time and lots of exciting stuff, it was actually one of the best experiences I've had in my army career. And I made such great friends in the process of doing that. And there's nothing more special. In no matter what kind of TV work I do now as a magician or big theatres, nothing compares to the feeling that you get when you're on top of the horses and you're going down the Mall outside Buckingham Palace on a nice summer's day, It's the Queen's birthday parade. You've got thousands of people lying in the streets, waving flags. You're live on TV. The Queen comes out. The royals are all there. You're playing the national anthem. There's nothing more special than being a part of such an incredible experience like that, the Queen's birthday parade and those kind of events. So, yeah, very proud to be doing it. And that's why I decided to carry on doing it, even though I started doing TV magic.
So tell us then, because, I mean, your career, it's been fantastic. But how do you serve with the army and be a magician at the same time? Because you're currently on tour with your show, An Evening of Magic. How does that work?
Yeah, so the army have actually been very, very good. So when I just started doing TV and I just won Britain's Got Talent, I remember the first few weeks, because it was during the Queen's birthday parade. It was, I think it was the weekend after I won Britain's Got Talent. Obviously, I didn't really have any time to consider what I was doing in the magic world because we had to be ready for the Queen's birthday. So I won Britain's Got Talent at, I don't know, 10 o'clock at night on a Saturday. And I think it was either the next morning or the morning after, I was back in work at about 5:30 in the morning, looking after the horses, getting them ready for the rehearsals for the Queen's birthday. And then all that week, I was obviously getting prepared for the main event. And and so after a few weeks, I started then trying to add in some magic shows in the evening. But in all honesty, it was getting super complicated because of the fact I was up so early working with the parades. And then all of my shows were obviously so late at night, plus travel. I was getting no sleep. So actually, in the end, I sat down with my bosses, and they rejigged my contract and basically turned me into a part-timer. They gave me time, certain times within the year, to take unpaid leave to then go and do shows. So it wasn't working flat out and exhausting myself. So that lasted about a year, and then eventually they gave me special leave, and I decided to focus mainly on magic. And I'm now spend more of my time focusing on doing my own shows than I do going in. So essentially, I'm essentially probably do as much work as the reserves. I'm in a few times a month doing work with the army, but I spend most of my time doing magic now.
It must be nice to have the opportunity to do something you love. But as we say, you know, we know you from the show Britain's Got Talent. What was that experience like for you, and then to go on to the Royal Variety?
Yeah, it was very, very special, very surreal. And what was nice about it is the fact that I got to do it with my pals in obviously the band of the Household Cavalry, and Fergus. Those of you who saw the final would have seen a great patriotic moment as the finish of my act. It was such a special moment that I'll never forget. And then, of course, the Royal Variety, I got the guys on again, the Household Cavalry band, but also we honoured the bomb disposal units in the military. So we got some of those guys on as well, told their story by incorporating it in the story with the magic. And that was really special. And obviously we had Prince Charles and Camilla there that year that I did it, which was nice, especially because Prince Charles is a member of the Magic Circle, which is something not a lot of people know about. So kind of an interesting thing. And yeah, it was a nice thing. I can't say I'd particularly ever necessarily remember watching the Royal Variety Show before I did it. But once I did it, I realized just how special it was. And the other acts that were on, I mean, I think I got double the time limit that Robbie Williams had, which makes me laugh. But he was a lovely guy. I got to meet Lady Gaga, and yeah, it was good fun.
Well, I had no idea that Prince Charles was part of the Magic Circle. That's something interesting.
Yeah, so Prince Charles, this funny thing in the Magic Circle, there's actually a photograph of him on his audition day when he auditioned for the Magic Circle doing a famous cups and balls routine, which is a very famous street magic trick. And I've not met anyone who was actually there on that day, so I've got no word as to how good he was, but no doubt, even if he was dreadful, he still would have been accepted into the Magic Circle as an honorary member, no doubt. But it's a great photo of him. He was very young at the time, not sure how old he was, but I'm told he's very good at magic, but I don't know whether to believe that.
So did you swap stories while you were there at the Royal Variety?
Oh, you know what? I think one of the things he asked me was, because I involved him in the trick, he did ask me how I did something in the show, but I said, I can't tell you. So yeah, there's no way I was going to tell him.
Oh, that's so good. But you are going to be performing. You're going to be out on tour. Tell us a bit more about your show.
Yes, so I'm very excited. Obviously, coming out of COVID, I was lucky to finish off my last tour, which started in 2020 and only just finished a few months ago, which is called Escape, which is all about breaking the limits of the mind. But this time we've got a brand new show. It's called An Evening of Magic with Richard Jones, and we're going pretty much everywhere in the country. I'm not going to be far from you because we're dotted around all over the place. So I'm hoping that we're going to get lovely crowds in. And basically, I'm putting together my favorite magic that I've performed for years, with also a lot of new, brand new, exciting things. There is an element of danger in there. In fact, someone in the audience is in every show is going to do something extremely dangerous, but also at the same time, break the boundaries of their own limits and do something that they'll never forget. So if you want to come along and witness someone in the audience do something incredible, it's worth coming to see just that, because it's quite an exciting thing, especially for me, being on stage and kind of relying on someone in the audience doing something impossible. Obviously, I facilitate it to a certain degree, but to everyone in the audience, it will feel like that person's just done something incredible for us all. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's a family show. Anyone could come, all ages welcome. I would say probably anyone under the age of 7 probably wouldn't understand certain elements of it, but it's still fun anyway. Come along. It'll be good fun.
Can't wait to come and see you. It is going to be a brilliant evening. You obviously spend a lot of time putting these shows together. So what's your favorite bit of it?
Good point. Well, there is an element in my show that in fact, it's not in this show currently, although I'm doing something similar, but there is an element of danger that I used to do, which actually I did in a show in 2019, I believe it was, and Prince William was there, and I got him on stage and used him in this dangerous act on stage, and that will always be the most memorable thing I've done. I've got a great photo it's probably on my Facebook or my Instagram somewhere, of me on stage with Prince William. And I'm holding my ceremonial sword, and it's kind of mid-dangerous trick. And it's my favorite photo of all time, because he was a fantastic volunteer. He's really up for getting involved. So, but I am doing something similar to that. So come along to the show and you'll know kind of what it was that I was doing with Prince William.
Ooh, intrigued, that is for sure. So what are you hoping the audience are going to take away from An Evening of Magic with Richard Jones?
Well, I'm hoping they take away a Richard Jones limited edition magic set. But on top of that, everyone will have a night that they'll remember. I like to think that the show opens up your mind into believing that more is possible than we realize. We're going to do some crazy things that you won't forget. But also, I'm going to make sure I'm at the end, at the exit every night of the tour, to make sure I say bye to everyone as you all go. Because honestly, it means the world to me that people still come to my shows and come and join me for something that I enjoy so much. So it means a lot for me to know that you guys have all come. So I'm going to make sure I'm there, and it'll be nice to meet you and say hi. And there will be an element, especially in the shows, specifically for military families as well, just to show my appreciation to the serving troops, but also their families, and for the amazing work that they do and the support that they give everyone. So there will be an element of that in the show as well. So make sure you make yourself known if you are a military member or a military family member. And I'll make sure I come and say hi.
Well, Richard, thank you so much for joining us and telling us all about An Evening of Magic with Richard Jones. We look forward to it.
Thank you so much.